Thanks so much for joining us for this edition of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. Since 1937, this program's purpose has been to send forth the light of the gospel. I trust the program will be a blessing, and you will enjoy this broadcast of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance.
Locked up in a jailhouse, never losing faith, 'cause they knew what God could do. Then the walls began to shake, and the prison doors swung open, for they never stopped holding on to the hand that brought them through. When the wind and rain blow through the clouds, thunder and lightning dance about. When it seems more than I can stand, gonna keep holding to my Savior's hand. Though I can depend on my eyes to see, through the many storms up ahead of me, set my sights on the one who can. Gonna keep holding to my Savior's hand. Faced with raging storms of life, sorrows we can't bear and fears we cannot hide, standing on the banks of a deep and rushing river, there's a hand we can hold on to that'll get us to the other side. When the wind and rainbow through the clouds, thunder and lightning dance about. When it seems more than I can stand, gonna keep holding to my Savior's hand. Though I can't depend on my eyes to see, through the many storms up ahead of me, I set my sights on the one who can. Gonna keep holding to my Savior's hand. Though I can't depend on my eyes to see, through the many storms up ahead of me, set my sights on the one who can. Gonna keep holding to my Savior's hand.
I don't know about you, but the song that I just played resonates in my spirit. When I go through the difficult times of life, and they have been there for me as I'm sure they have been for you, but I've done the math and I've discovered that our Father's faithfulness and His blessings far outnumber the times I've gone through troubled waters. But I am glad that when I do go through those troubled waters, I can hold to the Master's hand. Beautiful song by the Booth Brothers. And I'm going to be sharing a message that I preached at Indian Springs Camp Meeting this past July, titled Benefits of Temptation. I know it sounds like a bit of an oxymoron, benefits of temptation, but I hope that the message will be a blessing and an encouragement to you as you listen today. I do covet your prayers as I am involved in revival meetings here in the month of September. I am going to be at Marksville, Louisiana, Church of the Nazarene, September 10 to 14. And let me just back up 1 week. I'll be speaking at Spring Valley Church of the Nazarene in French Lick, Indiana, Sunday morning only, September the 7th. and then on to Marksville, Louisiana, September 10 to 14, and then September 21 to 24, we'll be at Crossroads Church of the Nazarene in Lenoir City, Tennessee, and then September 26 to 28, Orleans, Indiana, at the Church of the Nazarene. So I'm going to have a busy month, and I do covet your prayers as I travel and preach at these various locations and in these revival meetings. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your blessing in our lives. We cannot, as we noted, begin to number them. We're thankful. Thank you for those who stand by and help us stay on this radio station. And I pray that you would raise up new listeners. You know that we've been a bit concerned about the listener support on some of our stations. And I pray that you would touch someone out there, wherever they may be, and may they see fit under your leadership only to support the lights of spiritual guidance. I ask all of this and pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, you can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201, or go to our website, lomanministries.org, and you can give through the Venmo or the PayPal tab there. I'd appreciate it so very, very much. We do need your help. We are listener supported, so we depend upon the listening audience to help us stay on this radio station. I hope you will send us that letter this week. God bless you.
How many in this congregation this afternoon has had to face something in your life that you never dreamed you'd have to face? I would say that there's no one in our midst this afternoon who has not had to go through difficult times, times of disappointment, times of adversity. And one of my favorite promises found in the Word of God is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It reads like this: No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. When you read that word temptation in that particular passage, there is the tendency to see that word temptation to simply mean the temptation to commit sin. But in Strong's Lexicon Greek Concordance, you will find that it has a much broader meaning. It can also mean trials, probation, testing, being tried, calamity, affliction. And I often say that no one journeys through life without having to deal with debilitating events in their lives. This promise, though, from Paul provides hope for those of us who might be going through difficult times in our lives. We're trying to serve Jesus. We want to be that person of God that we need to be, but yet it seems that the world just kind of comes in and layers itself upon us, and we wonder how we are going to make it. A pastor was standing by one of his members as they looked into the face of her recently deceased husband. Early that morning, she had gone down from the bedroom to prepare breakfast for her and her husband. She went back to call her husband to come down for the meal, only to discover that he had died of a massive coronary. Needless to say, she was shocked because just recently she had gone to the doctor, or he had gone to the doctor and been given a clean bill of health. No reason that this should have happened. But there she was, standing, looking into that casket, into the face of her husband. To add to her perplexity, just 30 days earlier, her mother, on her way home from work one day, was struck by a semi-tractor-trailer truck and ushered out into eternity. To add to that grief in her life, on the very day that her husband died, their only son was being transported to a nearby penitentiary to begin serving out a sentence for a felonious act that he had committed. So there she stood by the casket of her husband. Alongside her was her pastor. And she looked up into her pastor's face and asked, "Why? Why, Pastor? Why is God doing this to me?" In a moment like that, words can seem so meaningless. It's difficult to find those kinds of words that will give comfort in a time like that. But she must remember that God does not punish like she thought God was punishing. Trials that we go through, difficult moments in our lives, are not the result of how good or how evil that we have been. That kind of thinking rings with paganism. The idea, well, I've made God mad, and now God's going to get even with me. God doesn't work like that, I repeat. It's not that way because some of God's best and godliest people have endured trial and adversity. As you search the Word of God, you will not find any scripture that says God has promised us an easy road. God never said, if you follow me, then I will pamper you. I'll baby you. I'll spoil you. I'll make you healthy, wealthy, and wise. You'll not find anything in the Word of God that intimates that kind of promise of God. Regrettably, there are those who believe that once you've been filled with the Holy Spirit, you'll never be sick or poor. There are those who believe and teach that God is obligated to prosper you. He's obligated to make you well. Now, don't misunderstand me this afternoon. I believe God can prosper us, not only financially. I believe He can prosper us physically as well. I believe that He can bless us immeasurably. I believe that God can heal us. I've seen it happen. But I also believe in God's sovereignty. And God is going to be there whether He decides to heal us or not. whether we go through hard times financially or not, God has promised that His grace is sufficient for each and every one of us. I repeat, God never promised us an easy road. As a matter of fact, when you study the Word of God, you find that He said it would be probably just the opposite. It's going to be hard sometimes, and the road will be difficult sometimes. But as I noted, He also said that His grace will be sufficient for us. But even though that fact is a reality for us this afternoon, there are those times when we do ask, why? Why am I going through this? Why am I experiencing this? Why did this happen to my loved one? Why did I get that diagnosis? Why? I would submit to you this afternoon that it's a very difficult thing to find an answer to why. I think we should instead ask, what can I learn? How can I grow during this time of difficulty in my life? Let me suggest to you this afternoon that you never blame God for adversity. God allows some things to happen in our lives that He never purposed or intended to be. And I have discovered this in my 62 years in the ministry, that for the most part, God allows the natural order of things to progress. Sometimes He intervenes. And when He does, we rejoice. And that's a miracle, and we praise God for the miracle. But on the other hand, when He doesn't intervene, we must adopt a positive attitude toward adversity. James says, count it all joy when you enter into diverse temptation. When you enter into multiple trials and difficulties, count it all joy. Our joy is not determined by circumstances. Happiness is determined by circumstances. But our joy is not determined by our circumstances. The question sounds like an oxymoron. What are the benefits of temptation? What are the benefits of trial? What can we gain from those days, those times in our lives when we face things with which we have no easy answer? Several things for your consideration this afternoon. During adversity, we learn what kind of stuff we're made of. We learn what kind of stuff we're made of when we go through those adverse times in our lives. I've heard this phrase all of my life. Well, that person, they're made of pretty good stuff. And there have been times in my life I thought I was made of pretty good stuff. I thought I could handle just about anything. And then it would happen. Things would come into my life out of left field. Things would blindside me. And I recognized all too well that I wasn't made of as good a stuff as I thought I was. And I realized that it's only in adversity that we understand and we realize what is really in our heart, on whom we really depend. Peter is a prime example of that. You know his story as well as I. You know that he boasted of his love for Christ, that he would go to the dungeon for Him, that he would even die for Him. And you know all about his history. And when he told Jesus, I'll die for you, I don't think he was lying. I think he meant that with all of his heart. I just don't believe he really knew what was in his heart. And we know that Peter was not a phony. And we know that Peter was restored to ministry there by the Lake of Galilee. Sometimes we have to go through adversity to learn what is really in our heart, in whom we really trust. There will be those pressure situations. There will be those times when we might, in those pressure situations, actually falter. But we can learn through those times. January the 1st, 1929, the University of California Golden Bears faced Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California. Midway through the second quarter, Roy Regals, who played for the University of California, picked up a fumble. Jack Stumpy Thompson of Georgia Tech had fumbled the ball on about the 30-yard line, 30 yards away from the Yellow Jackets' goal line. Regal, somehow, in the confusion of the moment, he was spun around and began to run the wrong way. 69 yards he ran in the wrong direction. He described it like this, his own words. He said, I was running toward the sidelines. When I picked up the ball, I started to turn to my left toward Tech's goal. Somebody shoved me, and I bounded right off into a tackler in pivoting to get away from him. I completely lost my bearings. Roy Regal's teammate, Benny Long, chased Regal, screaming at him to stop. Known for his speed, Benny Long caught up with him on the 3-yard line and tackled him. University of California Bears. They were able to get the ball, and in that they were so close to the goal line, they chose to punt. But Tech's Vance Marie blocked Lom's punt, giving Georgia Tech a safety as they went in to the first half break. During that first half break, Roy Regals, realizing what he had done, he was so embarrassed that he had failed his team, failed his university, that he found a corner of the locker room. He absented himself away from the rest of the team and Nibs Price, the coach. Finally, they came and told the team, it's time to go back on the field. But Roy Regal stayed in the corner of the locker room, refusing to move. Finally, Nibs Price came to where he was sitting and said, it's time to go, Roy. He said, but coach, I can't go back out there. I can't go back out there. I failed my team. I failed my university. And Nibs Price looked at Roy Regals, and he said, Roy, just remember, we've only played one half of the game. And with those words, Roy Regals got up and followed his team back out onto the field, played his heart out. At the end of the game, the score was 8-7. Georgia Tech University had beaten the Bears of California. But the players from Georgia Tech University, in being interviewed after the game was over, they said of Roy Regals, we never played against a player that played with more intensity than Roy Regals. He didn't give up. He could have. He had faltered. He had failed. And it's during those times in our lives when we struggle and we go through the hard place, when we might even fail, that we learn what is in our hearts. No failure, no trial, no temptation has seized you except what is coming to man. And God is faithful. He'll not allow you to be tempted, tried, tested beyond what you can stand, but will with every trial make a way of escape. During adversity, we learn just how important it is to watch and pray. Human nature being what it is, if there are no ripples, no hard places in our lives, there would be this tendency to become self-confident. I can do it on my own. I don't really need the assistance of the Holy Spirit. I don't know about you, but trials and temptations have a way of driving me to my knees, seeking the face of God. If trials didn't come, I think I'd get cocky. We would get cocky and mistakenly believe that we don't need God in those moments of difficulty in our lives, and we would become terribly self-sufficient. We need Him. And we can have Him as we pray and as we extend our faith toward Him.
As I travel day by day, oft I meet with pain and sorrow, and there's trouble in the way. But I have the sweet assurance that my soul the Lord will lead, and in Him there is strength for every need. When the tempter brings confusion, and I don't know what to do, on my knees I turn to Jesus, for I know He'll see me through. When despair is changed to victory, every doubt. doubt just melts away. And in Him there is hope for every day. Oh, His grace is sufficient for me. And His love is abundant and free. Oh, what joy! Just to know that His grace is sufficient for me. Oh, His grace is sufficient for me. And His love is abundant and free. Oh, what joy! Just to know that His grace is sufficient. Grace is sufficient. His grace is sufficient for me.
Thanks so much for listening to this broadcast of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance. I hope you'll take a few moments to write us a letter and let us know that you listened to the program. And if you can, send a gift so we can stay on your radio station. You can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Or you can go to our website, lomanministries.org, and give through the Venmo or the PayPal tab. If you're looking for a church home, I know you would be welcome in any of the following churches. In the state of Illinois, Faith Chapel, Carrier Mills. In the state of Kentucky, the churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association in Eastern Kentucky. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point, Friendship Baptist Church in Willow Springs, Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity, and Trinity Church in Salisbury. In the state of Ohio, Trinity United Brethren Church in Fostoria. And here in Columbus, Indiana, where this program is produced, Bethel Wesleyan Church, Columbus Free Methodist Church, and Flintwood Wesleyan Church. Till this same time next week, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.